good afternoon. Ron Sanchez stepping in, taking over the chair from Jim Kehoe. I guess there's going to be a summer schedule change, and Tim Tate will be here every other week. And Nora Smith apparently is covering the other half, so brace yourself. Change. One constant is me. Like the tides. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLT East Helena, serving Helena Valley. I'll be here for 3 hours. Got a stack of records and CDs from my collection. I think I have plenty to cover that time slot. But first, business at hand. KGLT supported in part by Denny Manuel Honda and Bozeman, featuring full lineup of new Hondas, certified pre-owned Hondas, used cars, and trucks online at DennyManholtHonda.com. Alara Jewelry, a locally grown, nationally known jeweler, offering innovative and eco-conscious fine jewelry. Open daily for walk-ins with masks required. Private and virtual appointments also available. Details and online scheduler at alarjewelry.com. Okay. Looking at the weather here, it says times of clouds and sun today with a high of 61. It's pretty nice out. Beautiful sky stuff. Clear tonight with a low of 34 and partly sunny in the next couple days, getting up to 68 by Sunday. Not too bad. I'll just scan in the region. A little chillier down in Big Sky. They're calling for a high of 47 tonight. Today, 24 tonight. Same thing in Gardner, 31 tonight. So a little chilly here and there. But we got it just fine here in Bozeman. Beautiful. We've gotten some wild weather. Lots of rain. I snuck in and mowed my lawn on Tuesday afternoon. And about an hour later, it started raining and kept raining through Wednesday, so grass looks beautiful. Don't need no conditioners, just a mow and a trim, and it's happy. What else do I have to do in this segment? I need to tell you the Story Clock Hour is underwritten in part by the Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Downloads now available from the App Store. And a friend of mine is asking the other day, is there anything you can do without an app? I don't think so. I think it's all bundled up for you, predetermined. And tracked, right? Right. But we don't care. They won't find anything out about me. My shopping habits? Yeah, records. Records to bring up here to play for you. And I thought I would, let's see, where's the go button? Start with something jumping.
Around. come around unless you weigh around 400 pounds. I'm from way down home, and I don't dig shine bones. Hey, you got to be all right with me, because the doctor is really hard to please. Now you talk about women, I love them all. I love them big, and then I love them tall. But if you don't weigh what I want, baby, don't come around at all. Hey, you got to be all right with me, because the doctor is really hard to please. Now you talk about women, I love them all. I love them big, and then I love them tall. If you don't weigh what I want, baby, don't come around at all. Well, they call me the doctor in my neighborhood, but my baby, she called me, oh, Dr. Feelgood. Feel good. Well, you talk about women, that's all I crave. I believe they're gonna take me to my grave. Good, 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 good. So good. So
night. I cried. I'm gonna leave you alone. If you don't believe I'm leaving, you can count the days I'm gone. I'm gonna leave. You're gonna need your loving daddy someday. Oh, then you're gonna be sorry, 'cause you treat me this way. Hey, 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 yeah. Hey, hey, all right. Hey, 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 yeah.
Hear some boogie, then I know the place. Just an old piano and a knocked out bass. The drummer man's a guy they call 8-Beat Joe. You remember Doc and old Beatin'. My daddy Mo Man is better than chicken fried, not old bacon grease. Come along with me, boy, down the road a piece. We'll be right back.
place you really get your kicks. It's open every night from about 12 to 6. If you want to do some boogie, then you'll get your fill. The puts ain't beat to you like an old steam drill. Come along with me, boy, for the loser leases. Down the road, down the road, down the road a piece. Road down the road, down the road a piece. Road down the road, down the road a piece.
Yeah, there's a song that's been around the block a few times. That's a great version from 1955, and I wish I could tell you who it was, but the cover I printed on this burn CD of a bunch of downloads just says M.E. And I'm sure there's somebody out there who could tell me whose version that is, but it's a killer. And I noticed in every version, it's a different drummer. I guess that's the... That's where you get to improvise on that song. Some rock and roll stuff there. I was in that mood. Started off with Dave Edmunds covering Arthur Alexander, Shot of Rhythm and Blues. That's right, isn't it? My Mind Isn't Failing Me. That's from his Subtle as a Flying Mallet album. And it might have been in the Stardust movie. Those two things overlap a little bit. Dave Edmunds making the big noise. And... he's sort of in semi-retirement now, but he deserves it. He worked hard, put a lot of downstrokes on his guitar. And then to confuse you, we had Dr. Feelgood from a compilation called What's Up, Doc? You heard Dr. Feelgood. And then you heard Dr. Feelgood, the English pub rock band of note from their album... Private Practice, you heard Down at the Doctor's, and Dr. Feelgood, hardly known in the States except as a cult band, but if you were in England in the mid-70s, you would have known. I got to see him. I was taken to Reading Festival by United Artists Records, Andrew Lauder, to see Dr. Feelgood. Because Dave Edmunds was going to be there, and he was supposed to be checking him out to produce their second album. And apparently Dave didn't actually like Dr. Feelgood. And I had an interesting and then sort of tragically comic conversation with Dave backstage there. But Dr. Feelgood was mind-blowing good. Wilco Johnson was the guitar player at the time, and good thing he had a guitar cable. He would have flown off stage if he didn't, because that coil guitar cable would sort of jerk him back when he moved too far out front. It was nothing like I'd ever seen before. And to see a band like that in front of 25,000 people outside on a sort of mild English evening, and they went nuts. And I did too. I've been a big fan ever since. Can't say enough about him. Ricky Nelson, can't say enough about Ricky. Some of us grew up watching Ozzy and Harriet, and at the end you get a Ricky Nelson song, James Burton on guitar, and that's one of them there, Milk Cow Blues, Kokomo Arnold song. And that's where the Kinks derived their version, apparently. And that's a ripper, man. Whew. Nice stuff. I mean, he was more than a teen pretty boy. Ricky had the right idea. And for some reason, I have a lot of Ricky Nelson records. I have a big stack of albums, and I was checking, looking for the single, and I have a pretty hefty stack of singles, too, and for good reason. And then finishing up, Deke Leonard was in there from his second album, Kamikaze, covering Memphis Bend, who he name-checks at the end, Louisiana Hold'em, and it's Tommy Riley, the drummer from Memphis Bend, wrote that. And... though he's not on that record, the Memphis Bend guitar player, Mickey G, was one of the incredible Welsh wizards. One of the few guys who could intimidate Dave Edmunds. Amazing guitar player, Mickey G. Just some odd, obscure stuff from obscure bands from Swansea and vicinity. Edmunds, he's from the South. What is that? Not Newport, Cardiff. And finishing up with that unknown down the road a piece. Yeah, good start. I thought I was going to run short, but here we are, 24 after the hour. Need to tell you a couple of things. This 3 o'clock under hour is underwritten in part by Denny Holt, Honda, Denny Menholt Honda in Bozeman, featuring the all-new environmentally friendly Honda CR-V Hybrid. More information at DennyMenholtHonda.com. And Cactus Records and Gifts, serving Bozeman's pop culture appetite for almost 50 years with new and used vinyl, tape, CDs, gifts, and more. Open daily. Information at cactusrecords.net and on Facebook. They're located 29 West Main in Bozeman. Okay. Something else? Yeah, I bet there is.
This week on This American Life.
I couldn't believe that my baby had died, and I just punched myself, in the nose. Sounds crazy, but, yeah.
Stories of grief, where it takes you, how we do it wrong. And by the way, that guy, not doing it wrong. That's this week.
This American Life, 9 o'clock Monday morning on KGLT.
Yes. End of the month? Almost halfway through this year already. Unbelievable. But it's starting to feel like normal. I've been out for dinner a couple of times, and great to see that, you know, there's some really hardworking people here in Bozeman, service people. And they've survived through all this. And we got some warm welcome at a couple of our favorite restaurants. It was, sort of emotional to sit down and have waiters and waits and chefs come and say hello and welcome us back, as it should be. And go out and support them. They need your business, and their people are accommodating us in the best sort of way. It was really nice. Thank you, everybody out there working hard. And geez, right now, looking at the want ads, I could have about 6 different jobs of my choice and name my price. But guess what? I'm done with that.
Strained and dead. mind. If I had to take the choice between the deaf man and the blind, I know just where my feet should go, but that's enough for me. I turn around and knock them down and walk across the sea. Hadn't traveled very far when suddenly I saw three small ships a-sailing off towards a distant shore. So lighting up a cigarette, I followed in pursuit and found a secret cave where they obviously stashed the loot. Laying down my treasure before the iron gate, quickly rang the bell, hoping I hadn't come too late. But someone came along and told me not to waste my time. And when I asked him who he was, he said, just look behind.
A bunch of wet creatures, look at them on the run. The carnival traffic noise, it sinks into the splashing. Even the ducks can groove, rain bathing in the parkside pool. And I'm leaning on my windowsill, digging everything. And are you too?
I just had to do the math in my head. It'd be 50 years ago this summer, I saw The Who in St. Paul at a mad show, oversold, near a riot, and The Who just played spectacular and did an encore. Who's Next was just coming out, so people that didn't even really know it, and they played quite a bit of it. Not all of it, but a lot of it. It's pretty amazing. And there you go. That's from the original Who's Next album. And I've just been hearing chatter that there's going to be the big deluxe Who's Next box set coming up soon. They've just done Who Sell Out. And they've already done two deluxe Who's Next reissues. So I wondered what else there could be. There's all the demos Pete did for that project, which originally started off as Lifehouse. And they came out on a big box set a few years ago. Well, somebody said 20 years ago. I don't know. Let's see what they dredge up to force me to buy Who's Next one more time for two more songs. I think there's a lot of live stuff. This 1971 San Francisco show is a good possibility. We shall see. But why not? What was in there? Start from the Moody Blues. I wanted to play that 2 weeks ago when Jack Rabbit was up here. And I grabbed the wrong album. I assumed it was on the blue one. But it wasn't. It's on To Our Children's Children. I haven't heard Gypsy for a long time. It was nice. Pull that out. I'm glad I have that. My Moody Blues collection sort of trails off after that. I think I have one more Seventh Sojourn, maybe. So I'm missing a couple, three of the classic ones. I'll rectify that in the future. I don't think they're too far away. I heard Traffic from their second album called Traffic, the fantastic 40,000 Headmen, Steve Winwood and company, at their finest, possibly. That's a tough one. Depends on my mood for Traffic. Any one of those albums can be my favorite. I heard Jimi Hendrix from his big, expansive Electric Ladyland, where he showed people he had a lot of things on his mind he wanted to do, and he was packing them in there. A fantastic album, just mind-blowing when it came out, and still is, hearing it again. He defied expectation, and famously, Al Kooper gave it a terrible review in Rolling Stone, sort of knocked it, despite the fact he plays on it. Thanks, Al. Kind of friends we want. And finishing up with The Who. 3:44. So I need to tell you, the Dalians have landed. The Daily Coffee and Eatery, located in Bozeman's Kennery District, open with limited seating available. Mobile order using the Joe app. Information and menu online at dailycoffeebar.com. Okay. I got more to play. And it probably gets redundant when I say this is one of my favorite records. But this is one of my favorite records. Arnold Lane had a strange hobby, collecting clothes, moonshine, washing lime. They suit him fine. On the wall hung a toy. We'll be right back.
caught a nasty sort of person.
A man by the name of Silas Dinty. He carried all his money in a little black box.
It was heavy as a rock with a big padlock.
All the little kids would shout when Silas was allowed. Money, 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 man, money, money, man. There goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy. Money, 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 man. Money bags, there goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy.
Silas didn't eat, which was just as well. He would starve himself for a penny. He wore old clothes and he never washed.
Cause soap cost a lot in the dirt, gets him hot.
All the little kids were shocked when Silas was about. Money, money, money bags.
Bye. misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Can't you know tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. But it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about.
Playing the wrong versions. Why not? Keep you on your toes. This is Beatles from the anthology, Volume 2. That's Strawberry Fields Forever, Take 1. And they worked on that for a while, the story behind that song.